100% owned and operated. The Shawnee Radio app. They said we couldn't do it, and we did it anyway. The hottest independent network in the world.
Kaboom!
Kaboom!
Welcome, everyone, to Money Loves Happy People. I'm your host, Chris Rutherford, and today we're going to be talking about how to reduce your anxiety. Look, I know people are wanting to normalize anxiety. They want to normalize high-functioning depression, high-functioning anxiety. They want to normalize mental health. But I want to know, why can't we normalize wholeness? Why can't we normalize healing? And I've heard women say, well, I want to find somebody who's going to accept me for my mental health challenges. And if you attract what you are, you're going to attract somebody with mental health challenges, and you and your mental health challenges, and y'all can create a whole disaster. I said it, and I mean it. We should normalize getting healthy and healed. And let's be clear, I used to be crazy. I used to be toxic crazy. I used to have panic attacks under my desk. I used to have anxiety, and I was depressed. So there is a way out of all of it. And we have to choose whether or not we're going to normalize being healthy, whole, free, happy, harmonious, or we're going to normalize self-destruction in the early grade. Hey, Chris Rutherford here. I hope that you're enjoying the podcast so far. But what I know that you'll love even more is joining us in our private community. Join us in this private community. Money Loves Happy People, and get live and on-demand insight so you can use this information to live the life that you truly and deserve. Get a raise and a promotion, no problem. Step into your purpose, no problem. Get the relationship that you deserve, no problem. Look, it's never too late to live the life that you deserve. It's never too late to live a life of total fulfillment. You just need information and inspiration to get on the path of living your greater life. So go ahead again, click on the link on around this video. Join us in our private community and change your life for the best. Take care. See you soon. So I want to open it up to the women who have some questions for me. I hope y'all got some good questions. I'm going to promise not to yell in this one. Okay, I just lied. I'm going to promise not to try to get my high blood pressure up when y'all ask me these questions. But I want to open it up to see what y'all have. So does anybody have any questions?
Hi, Kirstie. Yes, this is Rochelle. I have a question.
Hey, Rochelle.
How are you?
I'm phenomenal.
Good. So my question is, Kirstie, and it goes along with something that you say a lot is, you know, a lot of working women, they want to get out of corporate America and they want to pursue entrepreneurialism, you know, want to be an entrepreneur. So my question is that that's, you know, it's not a reality for everyone to just make that jump financially. So what suggestions do you have, practical suggestions do you have for women to intentionally work themselves out of a job?
Okay. I'm going to do a full segment on that later, but I'm going to answer part of your question today that ties into the anxiety part, right? Typically what happens is, and I talked about it in another episode, where your inner being wants to express itself greater in this world. You want to be greater. We've done all the things. We talk about ambitious and highly successful women. We've checked all the boxes. We've done all the things. We got all the degrees. And we're looking around like, is this it? We're at the top of the mountain by ourselves. And we're looking around like, this can't be it. So the next thing has to be, I want to get out. Or I want to start my own business. And then you're afraid of that. Or I need to leave and I don't know what to do with that. So I want to answer your question. Partially, I'm going to talk about why women have anxiety and depression. And it's because you want to be greater, but you're trying to express yourself in greater by staying the same, right? You have this energy that wants to grow and expand, but you're trying to keep it here and you're trying to play safe. So a part of entrepreneurship is, a lot of times people say that, you know, black women are the fastest growing segment in entrepreneurs, but that don't mean we're making money. That don't mean that, you know, you should jump out in these streets and not have a clear plan, because this is the thing about high achieving ambitious women with money. We are suckers. Draw bulls out on our forehead and just be like, it's over, because we can be easily exploited and taken advantage of, because one, we don't know what we're doing. Two, we think we know everything. And three, we got money. And we want to do everything. We could do everything And we want to do everything. And so we're out here doing all of these things and not focusing on the one right thing. The greater question to ask is, what am I good at? What am I naturally good at today? And how can I turn that into a marketable skill? I didn't know that coaching was a thing. I didn't know that it was a marketable skill. I think until about 12 years into my career, I heard this woman talk about it. I'm like, oh my God, I mentor people for free all the time. That's my thing. But when I burned out and I got out, I did everything but the right thing. I did everything but go back to coaching. So what are you good at today? What can you put a price tag on today? What's going to make you happy today? And understand that once you get to a certain level of success, God is calling you to greater and your soul is calling you to shift over from success and into significance, which is why you have all the challenges, which is why you have all the anxiety, which is why you're depressed, which is why you choose to drink wine to soothe your soul at night, which is why you self-medicate to be able to be a sleepwalker in your life and not move out and have the courage to do something greater. Depression is destiny suppression. Depression is destiny suppression. Anxiety is when you're stuck and you won't move, but your inner being is pushing you, so you have conflict. You and you are not in agreement. The two or more people that should touch and agree on this earth are you and you. The two people who are arguing is the you who's built your lifestyle around your raggedy job. I like jobs, though. I like their money, I promise you. And the you that wants to be greater for humanity. Depression is destiny suppression. You want to be greater for the world, but you've attached your value to your check. You've attached your value to your job. You've attached what you think you can do to your job, and you can't come out of it. So it's easier to go to a therapist to say, help me manage myself in my job, because we're focused on being secure. And the bigger risk that we have, and women who've built our lifestyles and we've built our whole identity around our job, is who am I without this job? Who am I without this security? Especially if we grew up and we didn't have a lot of money growing up. Like when I grew up, we had enough. My parents worked hard. They provided for us. Now my mama didn't get me the big wheel, the Jerry Curl, and the easy bake oven that I wanted. But for the most part, I had everything that I wanted. So to be one of the first, how many of y'all are the first in your family? The first one to graduate from college, the first one to go to grad school, the first one to break the $100,000, the first generation that's in this country, the first person who moved from a different country to come into this country, the weirdo in your family, the black sheep, the first one who actually speaks up and have the courage to say how she feels and not keep it to herself.
Hey, Chris Rutherford here. Do you want to learn how to ask for and get a 30% raise without getting another degree? Look, black women are the most educated and the least paid. That should tell you that that math is not mathing. The degree is not the path to the next level. It's actually learning how to articulate the value and take credit for the work that you've already done. So I want to invite you to get my free case study at changenowwithchrissy.com. Just get the information, use it, and take the money out of the hands of your employers and put it into your household, because you already deserve it. You just have to know how to ask for it. Again, changenowwithchrissy.com. I can't wait for you to get this insight, use it, and get the money that you deserve. Take care.
A lot of the women that I talk to are chain breakers and change makers for their families. TDJ says something that was so good. He says, all great leaders are misfits because we were never meant to fit in with the people that we were called to lead. So we've always been kind of outskirtish with our family before we even got to work to get rejected. We're rejected in our closest circle first because we came to break generational patterns in that family. So we're not going to be common and we're not really going to be fully accepted by them. So now we spend our whole lives looking for acceptance from other people. We go to college and we look to be accepted. That's not really going to happen. I was a weirdo in college too. Then I get a job looking for self-acceptance. Now in an organization, it's 0.1%. Now I was super successful in my career, but that didn't mean I didn't suffer. And now I got 16 and a half years in a career where the finish line is 20 years. But here's the thing, and I want y'all to write this down. I started messing around watching Oprah in 2009. And we started talking about law of attraction. I said, that sounds real good. Well, what do you want your life to be like? I said, when I retire, I wrote it out. I want my job to be outside. I want to be a greater blessing to other people. I don't want people working for me. Y'all want people to work for y'all? I did not. I had enough. 160. I was done. I'm stressed out and I'm crazy. But I want to be a greater blessing to my family. And I want to be a coach. Now, I wrote that in 2009. And when I was mad, I would say it and I would visualize it. Friday night, 11 o'clock, I'm at my desk. I say, my life sucked. I lean back in my chair and I visualized this life that I wanted that was so far away. Now, here's the thing. The three most powerful things that you can do for law of attraction is write it down, see it, and then start telling people what it's going to be. Circumstances started to create themselves to give me an out to get what I asked for. But I said, when I retire, I'm not leaving my check. They owe me my money. I'm not leaving my career that I've built 16 and a half years. But destiny was calling. I wasn't trying to answer because I was trying to get my check. So I have anxiety, high levels of anxiety. I'm trying to meditate. I'm melting. I'm sick. Are you sick? Are you sick because you're trying to get you to the life that you desire and that you asked for, but you're trying to stay at your job? I was depressed. I hated my life, but I love my job. And I'm this high achieving officer who just so happens to be the finest black female you've ever seen in your life, right? Who everybody knows me. I can't tell people that I'm suffering. I'm having panic attacks at my desk, sliding under my chair, hyperventilating on the floor for minutes at a time because my inner being, the big me, you got you and you, lowercase you and the big you. I have this dream for who I am today, y'all, for who I wanted to be at the time. That's in direct contrast to the career that I created trying to get me to what I want, which is happiness. I didn't have to leave my job had I found harmony, which is what we talked about in another. I can do both. I didn't have to do either or. I could have done both at the same time and retired and got my pension and my check. But I would have died because I didn't know how to do both at the same time. I didn't know how to be happy personally and be happy at work. I thought that they were mutually exclusive. I had a work self and a home self. I was living divided. Me and me didn't agree. Anytime you're operating with a divided mind, it's over. I am already self-conquered. So the anxiety that people have right now and the anxiousness that people have is like, it's one is, are you in harmony with yourself? What makes you happy? Not what you think you're qualified to do with your job. You're telling yourself what you want to do and what makes you happy, or you've forgotten. That's what you got to dig up. And can you do both and then create the path on the way out and not settle for the next 10 to 15 years of misery? So a part of the question of entrepreneurship should lead you down the path of what makes you happy, because your prosperity is rooted in you came here knowing what problem you were meant to solve in this world, not the problem that you saw on the Instagram millionaires that they solving. Dr. Miles Monroe says something like, you're comparing yourself to other people and what they're doing, but the only thing that matters is what God called you to do. I can do 20 things, maybe 100. But my highest and best expression of my God-given talent is to coach women to get out of their own way and don't be like I was 10 years ago. and to also be a leader. That's where my provision is. I don't worry about money. So what's your next thing is what's going to allow you to live in the fullest and best expression of who you are and who you're meant to be, not comparing yourself to other people or saying, oh, okay, they made $1 million in 2 weeks. Lie, but they made $1 million in 2 weeks. I'm going to go do that, and I'm going to get $1 million and be happy. Y'all have seen multimillionaires kill themselves. You've seen super successful people who are at the top of their game commit suicide. You have to know that that's not the move. It didn't work. And you'd be like, well, if I had it, I wouldn't do it. You won't have it. How you know? If I was them, I wouldn't do that. How do you know? You're not them. I've seen people be happy as I don't know what and not necessarily have any money. I think that it can be both.
If you're smart enough and if you are aware enough that you need to change,
you would choose the change today and get the money that you deserve at changenowwithchrissy.com, and your life will never be the same for the best.
The Shawnee Radio app. They said we couldn't do it, and we did it anyway. The hottest independent network in the world.
Kaboom!
Kaboom! Kaboom.